B-Pod Studios.
Listening at home to Toucher and Rich is simple with your Amazon or Google smart speaker.
Oh, I need one of those.
Just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Rich. Something is coming up.
I think it's that time for our annual tradition.
I'm not the one who's so far away.
We guess.
It is our annual 98.5 The Sports Hub. Who is the spookiest member of the station?
There are many spooky individuals that roam these halls. Some redheaded.
Nobody knows the redheaded one.
Just be a dude down the hall with long hair.
Some randomly fill in on Sundays at 6 p.m.
with the fondness for produce.
Some do the announcements at different sporting events randomly.
Tomatoes.
You stole my pick! As we all go around the room, 617-779-0985.
Only the most spooky of creatures that roam the halls.
Is it the way they speak? Is it the way they look creepily into the camera when they're on television?
All of them.
Is it all of them together?
Sadistic.
617-779-0985. Who is indeed the spookiest member? 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Bob. Who is the spookiest member of the Sports Hub?
A man whose favorite day of the year used to be November 1st, where all the Halloween candy was 50% off, Mr. Mike Sarge Riley.
Okay.
All right, I do have a beef to pick with you, and it ain't a beef teriyaki from the Kowloon.
He has a beef.
His piercing eyes as they gaze not only into the camera, but into your soul as you hear the words.
He does pub trivia of the damned.
It's all good, baby.
His bar mitzvahs are known for their spooky introductions. Not only is Saul becoming a man, he's becoming horribly frightened. How spooky that the grooms spent so little money on a DJ. Andrew, go ahead.
I said it last year. I'll say it again this year. Marshall Hook is my spookiest member of the 98.5 Sports. Three reasons. One, he has too many kids and very little money. Two, he voluntarily goes out driving during snowstorms like Scatman Carruthers during driving the snowcat in The Shining. And three, he's straight edge. I think he finds solace in those diet drinks that he's such an aficionado of. Beware the theory of a paper man.
I'm an aficionado of a number of diet drinks.
I have too many kids and far too little money. My bank account is filled with cobwebs and doom. I live by
doom?
Yes. The crew. That is the safety deposit box of emptiness.
I made somebody pregnant when they were already pregnant.
That is spooky. That is
that is the weirdest Marshall Hook fact of all the Marshall Hook facts.
That's true.
The fact that he got his wife pregnant when she was already pregnant. Isn't that what it was?
Yes. We couldn't afford not to.
Imagine having a brother 4 months apart.
Yeah, it's weird. What the hell? Monty?
Nick Jamelli is the spookiest. He died. He came back from the dead covered in poop. He's a poop zombie with a bionic heart.
Put to death.
That is true. He is a poop zombie.
Covered in feces. Oh, my eyes! My eyes! At any point, young Nicholas could meet his maker.
What is that in your hipster beard? The blood of the innocent? Or just a crappy craft beer that you're obsessed with?
Your father has scared you.
By publicly making out with an adult film star.
Who specializes in films of MILF?
Sadistic.
Travis?
Nick has seen the other side. It changes a man. He, when he talks, it sounds like he's been chewing on ice cubes and his tongue's all swollen and it sounds really weird.
He has seen the other side and it was horrifying.
I hate this. I hate everyone. I hate everybody here. I hate you. I hate Fred.
So much hate. How much hate can a fake heart take?
Kill.
Who is the spookiest member?
By the way, there's like a million votes for Nick.
Really?
Because
he is the undead.
He made out with my dad.
The undead. And the demons doth have his tongue.
His brain is, he's been attacked by brain-eating zombies. He's unable to perform even the easiest of sentences.
I started the Awaken 182. I started Awaken.
He was broke and inherited $70,000 and bought a dirt bike.
Your tongue is possessed by the ghosts of the Masons. Sorry, that was a tweet from my mom.
Shout out to Mrs. Shirtonlee. Nate, who doth be the spookiest?
The man who can't whistle. The man who flex steel can't fill the gap. The man that had to build the bridge to Terabithia between his teeth, John Wallach.
John Wallach is frightening.
He is. He does look like the Raven. Say nevermore.
Nobody except for you and I have said the creepiest of them all is someone who only appears at the darkest of morning before sun doth rise to do the community service show that is mandatory between 4 a.m. and 5 a.m. on Sundays.
He who worships what comes from the ground.
Tomatoes.
Is Matt Schaefer the spookiest?
So let's talk about cheese.
Oh, no. Let's talk about Evile.
You're something of a cheese whiz.
Yes. His ability to do a job that no one wants to do for free has made him a part of the night crawlers. He only exists in shifts meant for people 50 years his younger.
Someone who takes words and wildly overpronounces them.
Hormis.
Such as Hormis.
Even with podcasting, he still insists on coming in very early. Kyle, go ahead.
Between his creepy voice and his obsession for killing cats, I'm going to have to go with Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, fear me.
Oh, I shall.
Good call. Good call. My stomach rumbles.
Feel the pain.
Hey, what's that in the bushes? You guys move on. I found a treat.
Karate chop.
Is yesterday National Cat Day?
One live, two live, three live, four live, five live, six live, seven live, eight live. Now for the kill blow.
Say mercy.
Robert. Who is the spookiest?
For me, the gentleman I'd like to nominate is the individual that has a strange infatuation with everybody's poops and diarrhea, but feigns incredulity when he has to describe his own bowel movements. You, Mr. Toucher.
Oh! Hey. Fecalphilia! Fecalphilia!
The darkest of all, obsession.
It has already affected many members of the NHL. Including the ex-coach of the Montreal Canadiens.
He too is.
Crap.
He has truly been taken over. My feces!
Crap.
Mike, who's the creepiest?
There's only one true answer to this, and it's the love child of Dan Roach and Adam Jones, Mr. Tim McCone.
Who is that?
He who does not exist?
He is indeed a ghost.
Does he have the powers of invisibility? When does he lurk about the station? Tim McCone.
He must be hidden under the stairs. He haunts this place in secret, for no one knows his existence.
Tim McCone. Perhaps one of these evil zombies that sits among us.
So he tweeted me a picture of Sarge just staring at the camera. Oh. And Zolak just replied to it saying no.
All right. We will take two more. Mike, who is the spookiest member?
The undead Nick Jamelli for years eating his father's poisoned meatballs.
Oh, to have one's father slowly kill him from inside. Through his own popularity. Grinding down Nicholas into just a fraction of what was once a man.
Put to death.
And finally,
what's about murder? Everything's about murder in Halloween.
That was unlike that. That was not unlike Chili Guy.
What am I, a weirdo?
Perhaps he's the Chili Guy is taking form.
There's a Chili Guy murder clip.
What's about murder? Everything's about murder in Halloween.
It sounds oddly like the Chili Guy.
He's gonna be killed. Did he say that at one point? He's gonna be killed.
Yeah, he would get weird. Mark, go ahead.
Hands down, guys, it's Sarge. Can you picture him tomorrow night, Halloween night, dressed up as a WWE superstar with his championship belt, lurking around Andy Wong's house, waiting for the right time to ring the doorbell and say, "It's all good, baby." Aha!
Free all right, what else you have?
So, I mean, this is one of there's one fountain here. There's another one over there, and another one in there. So, like, three fountains in the whole place? You can have a baptism in here.
You sure can.
Yeah.
The joke's on you. I'll be hosting a Halloween scream, teen scream, at Attleboro Middle School.
What's about murder? Everything's about murder at Halloween.
Shall we kill?
Shall we do the results after the break?
We shall. We will find out once and for all. Who is the spookiest member of 98.5, the Sports Hub?
What's about murder? Everything's a...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
No parents, no rules, no shirts, and best of all,
it's Kutcher and Rich.
I read you all loud and clear.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Yeah, Spider-Man and freezing full effect. You ready, Ron? I'm ready. You ready, dude?
I'm ready, Slick. Are you?
Oh, yeah. Take it down. Girl, I must warn you. Strange in my mind. Yeah. Yo, situation is serious. Let's kill it cause we're running out of time.
Mm-hmm. 98.5 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. And Sarge is the spookiest. All right, so.
I think we've pretty much got a consensus on that.
Yes. All right.
So, yesterday, first of all, if you were at that Bruins game last night, good job. Picked a good game to go to. Added everything you wanted.
A lot of empty seats there in the beginning.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm not quite sure why, but weather was kind of crappy. Traffic always sucks. Trains are delayed. So
Trains are immaculate in this city. Yeah. The hell you say the trains are delayed?
There's never a problem with you. I mean, you got everything. You got not only that top line who's been unreal ever since the beginning of the season, but now with Krejci back, it sure does feel like things immediately got more balanced. You have the one of the best power plays in the league yesterday, 19 shots just on the man advantage alone. You also had the first fight of the year, almost twice. Yes. Chara versus Kane, which I know everyone would love to see. Because that fight was in January when Evander Kane pulled Chara down. Like, that wasn't even started the right way. That was essentially a punk move in which Chara came up and stood up and ended up, you know, pummeling on Evander Kane. It was a great moment, though, because Kane, being raised, his father was a boxer, and he named him after Evander Holyfield. This guy obviously knows how to throw down. So you had everything last night. On top of that, you saw them succeed against the best penalty kill in the league. Granted, this was the fifth game on a road trip for the San Jose Sharks, but still, their numbers don't lie. You got Tuukka Rask, who's one of the best goalies in the game right now, and this team's on a tear.
The best goalie in the game.
Statistically, he is probably the best goalie in the game.
Not probably, is.
Oh, all right. Well, so you are the one with the glasses.
Damn,
you have the
right
stats.
Yep.
But one thing that I did not see originally when it happened, and that's because during the intermission, I flipped the channel.
Why did you miss it?
I know. And then when somebody, I got a million tweets yesterday saying, you realize this, but your new Jack Edwards bit came to life in real life because Jack Edwards sat down with the one and only Michael Bivens. And I was like, what, from Belle Biv DeVoe? This is something I have to hear. So here is a good old new Jack Edwards sitting down talking to Biv from Belle Biv DeVoe.
There's Michael Bivens eating it up. And Michael, it's your first Bruins game?
Yes.
For a guy who grew up in Roxbury, your first Bruins game?
Yeah, Roxbury, I would imagine, in the early 80s. Big, big, big hotbed of Bruins fever.
Everybody. Oh, shizzle.
Yes, thank you, Jack Edwards.
Yes, everybody.
It's your first game growing up in Roxbury?
Yeah.
You just got served.
Not a lot of Bruins jerseys in Roxbury.
Yeah, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting a backyard rink.
Someone stole my Neely thing in school.
Yeah, I saw the making of they had that miniseries with the making of New Edition, and they had to pull those kids right off the ice.
Just grab them in the biscuits. It's your first Bruins game?
Yes.
For a guy who grew up in Roxbury, your first Bruins game?
Listen, man, it's a great experience. I've been walking through the back halls and looking at all of the pitches and things I've seen as a child. And it's an experience, man. Just looking at the puck and the way the players came out, I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, that's all. That's the goal, right? You know, that's the goal
here. That's the goal. Absolutely.
How do I communicate with this man?
I've already messed up the handshake.
Aisha, was still the best girl that they ever had.
The time was 6 o'clock on the Swatch Watch. No time to chill. Got a date. Can't be late. Hey, the girl's gonna do me. Move to the jacuzzi. Ooh, that booty. Smack it up. Flip it. Rub it down. Oh, no.
Hope the kids aren't awake when that one airs.
Mm-hmm. They'll know exactly what you're talking about. It sounds like they're making a pancake. Slap it up, flip it.
Slap it up, flip it, rub it down. Whoa!
Oh, no! The booty!
Oh, those buns.
Just play this song normally.
I know.
Like, what is he doing?
Slap it up, flip it.
Flip it, like rub flip it down. Oh, no! Like you fell in it.
Oh! Like you're like falling on a bed of pillows.
Exactly. It's like, oh, no!
The girl's going to do me.
Oh, no!
And you're right. The only thing that would have been better than this is if Dale Arnold did the interview.
I really was pissed. I was really angry watching Jack do this, saying that I'm missing out.
Finally someone my size.
Someone bring an extra box.
Let's recreate the video. You on the toilet. Me on the toilet next to you.
Was he sitting in the basketball hoop in the video, or am I thinking Motown Philly?
Philly, he's literally in the bathroom reading a newspaper.
That's right. That's right. I remember that.
And then they close it after he finishes his lyric. Like, yeah. He's nodding his head like, yep, I'm on the bathroom. I'm on the toilet.
That's the ultimate baller move.
That's right.
He's just like, I'm taking a dump. I'm an impresario, bitch.
I'm having the time of my life.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? You know, that's the goal.
That's
here.
The goal. Absolutely.
How am I going to shake this guy's hand when it's over?
That's what I'm saying. I've completely missed up on that. What's the code?
Yeah,
do I go thumb over or do I go down? Are we making a bird sign or what are we doing?
Maybe just I'm germphobic, I guess.
Players be hating. Right, you know, that's the goal
here. That's the goal, absolutely.
Who has more fun than us, right?
Yes, yes, and we right behind the bench too, Jack. So, you know, I'm looking at the players and the way they're changing lines. I'm learning more. I'm a basketball guy. So as a hockey kid, I went to school in Belmont. All of my classmates were hockey players. So it's cool. I saw my first goal, Dave passed to Nick. I thought that was hot. I jumped up. I got as high off the floor as I could. And I wanted to hit that glass the way they do it, but it was cool.
So you start
wanting to put them on the glass.
So you started this this whole boy band thing,
right?
And I was wondering if you could skate or if the Bruins could sing better.
Well, you know what? I think with the Bruins, the way they maneuver the forwards go up and down, it's no different than how New Edition slide across the stage.
I think it's
nice an equal thing, absolutely. But we wear these clean.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I mean, listen to that laugh.
Good thing, absolutely. But we wear these clean suits too. This is sharp right here, baby.
Yeah, well, they dress me up so you don't notice my mistakes as much.
Nah.
I like how he just like swore on TV.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
How great would it have if Jack Edwards started swearing? Like he just got so comfortable, comfortably nervous. Is that how we're going to play it?
Let's see that booty bounce.
So, let's smack it up. I brought in a butt.
Would you like to smack it up, flip it, or rub it down?
Or all three. Oh, no!
All options are on the table.
You look good, Jeff.
Yeah, right. So what is the different vibe in here? Because you certainly have been to TD Garden for a ton of concerts, both as a spectator and as a performer.
Well, the one thing I do notice is
why is Michael Bivins here? Like, did they explain any of that? Like, why is he got a concert coming up at the TD Garden?
He slid in
is it a charity
a new
or
edition? I mean, he slid in a new edition thing, but I mean, Jack's got to get his questions out.
I mean, it's not like you don't interview Michael Bivins if he's there. I understand that.
I mean, what's the difference between performing at the Boston Garden and watching hockey? What, one, I make a lot of money, and here I got to talk to you.
as a spectator and as a performer.
Well, the one thing I do notice is that there's a lot of women here. You would think because of hockey would be just a men's sport. It's a lot of women, a lot of fans, and a lot of young children. And another thing is so much gear out here. It's a lot of black and gold in the B, and it's just a lot of pride in the building. And, you know, it's a story franchise, man. We was one game away from another cup last year, and we're just reliving it again for this season, and God willing, we'll be back there again.
There's always room for more on the bandwagon.
I'm here. This is my new man, Jack, and we're doing it, baby. Let's go to the round two of the Bruins right here against the Sharks.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
All right, baby.
All right.
That sound was the awkward high five.
Yes.
Hey, yo, fat girl, come here. Are you ticklish?
Does he do bump?
Can't get it out of my head.
There you go.
Miss her, kiss her, love her.
Wrong move, your dad girl is poison, poison, poison.
New Jack Edwards. Word. That's fresh.
Never trust a big button smile.
That girl is poison, poison, poison. Fresh.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Well, finally, which one were you asking about?
Does he do bump and grind or...
He did.
Get up off my back. Save your heart attack. Ain't nobody humping around.
New Jack Edwards.
No matter what they say. No, it ain't that way. Ain't nobody humping around.
Don't beat one.
Whackness zero.
Ain't no one humping around.
That sucks so great. I'm not humping around.
What are you,
come
crazy?
On.
I'm only humping you.
You're the only one I'm going to hump.
I mean, come on. We it was in our vows. I promised to only hump you.
Cotton candy, sweet and low. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right, to the front, to the front, to the back. To the back. Now dip, baby, dip. Come on, let's dip, baby, dip, baby. Dip, baby, just dip. Baby dip, baby dip. Cotton candy, sweet and low. Let me see that Tootsie Roll. That's a 5-minute major for straight up frontin'.
I'd love to do Jack Edwards.
I wish we could do one more.
I think we probably could now. The only reason we couldn't do it is that we were on NBC Sports Boston. There was a conflict with NASA.
Oh, okay.
I like Jack Edwards. I do.
We could make him do go, ain't nothing wrong with teeth that are brown.
He's gotten them clean. They're bleached now.
Okay. Well, that would have been a good one before.
It would have been.
Let me take off all your clothes. That's fresh. Disconnect the phone so nobody knows.
Check it out. Check it out.
Let me light a candle so that we can make it better. Making love until we drown.
Fresh.
I wanna sex you up.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop, stop.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop. Ooh, I wanna sex you up.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Stop, stop.
TikTok, you don't stop.
Welcome to the end of my career.
Yes. That was the era of just straight seduction.
Oh, sure.
Can you imagine you bring a girl home and you're like, shh, let me light a candle. Shh. Lady, you just stay there looking beautiful.
Right, let me just do all the things your other man won't do.
I'm going to light a candle. Romance.
It was that in party songs all about asses.
Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance. Now I got you in the groove. Shake that booty like a fool. All the ladies with the boom. One, two, three. Let me hear you say. Boom, shakalaka, boom, shakalaka, boom. 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 Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, too much booty in the pants. Dance, 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 dance.
That beat is dirtier than Rafi Torres. Yes.
All right. Well, that aged poorly. No one remembers that. All right. Here are the headlines.
Hey, yo, fat girl, come here. Are you ticklish?
Toucher and Rich. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yes.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Dutcher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On its active roster. That's a tough play for Peacock. And safe at first. Ball gets away. And the runners will advance to second and third. And now they're going to call the runner out for being inside the line and in the way of the throw. And we're going to get an argument now as Dave Martinez is furious. Sam Holbrook has called the batter out for interfering with the throw.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And that was the scene yesterday as my dad was in my house, so I did watch a good deal of the World Series. By the way, Anthony Rendon, a free agent.
Yeah.
A free agent sitting right there.
I tuned in right after that, right before that had happened. Like, I just happened to flip it over just the right time. And I was watching them. If you don't know what happened, so Trey Turner goes running down. I mean, it looks like a normal guy running towards first. And I forget who was trying to throw him out. I'm sorry. Who was pitching?
Brad Peacock.
Okay, Brad Peacock tries to throw him out, and it ends up that before the tag, the glove ends up knocking into Trey Turner, and they said that Trey Turner had interfered. But he was a normal run to first. I mean, it looked like every other time you've seen a guy run to first base, but they called it interference because what's the deal? He ran. He's supposed to kind of go to the inside on the last half of the first baseline. I mean,
he ran in between the baseline and the cut of the infield like every other person
Does.
Who runs the first base on a bouncer back to the mound that the catcher or the pitcher has to field. The idea is to give the catcher or the pitcher just a look, make them pressure the throw a little bit, and Peacock threw it back into the runner anyway.
It took 4.5 minutes.
Blame the first baseman. You got to get on the other side of the bag, my friend.
Bad throw. It took 4.5 minutes for them to figure out what the hell was going on.
If it's a drop third strike, if I'm a first baseman, where am I going?
Gurriel should have stood on the inside of the base, the dugout side of the base, and made the catch that way, giving the guy a better target.
Okay, so what ended up happening is Trey Turner, he was completely hosed. Bad call. Replay. Despite the play not being reviewable, they still took 4.5 minutes to do it. The original call was upheld. So then next up, by the way, home run. So
the manager got tossed out of the game.
That was after all of that happened. Yes. So when they ended up at the end of the inning, Davey Martinez goes out and loses his mind with the ref. And the reason why is that they wanted to protest the game. They wanted to protest that call and say that because of that and because it was not by the book, then the game should be under protest. And then the umpire said, I'm sorry, but you cannot protest a judgment call. So the game, and so that's when Davey Martinez lost his mind. And the whole thing ended up not mattering in the end. But at that moment, sure, that could have been the winning that could have been the deciding
factor. But then Rendon hit the home run. It was a 3-2 game when that happened. And it would have put runners on second and third and nobody out. So you send a runner back to first base, and then there were two outs with the game still 3-2 Washington. Rendon hits the homer to make it 5-2. They won 7-2, so the call didn't matter.
Just one free agent that the Red Sox can't use. They don't need Rendon.
So Joe Torre, who is now the chief baseball officer.
Yes.
Who's the guy who's supposed to know what all of this meant and why things are called the way that they were called.
The Chaim Bloom of Major League Baseball, if you will.
Okay. Well, Ken Rosenthal,
chief baseball officer,
sat down with him and said, can you explain what the hell just happened?
Joe, can you just kind of walk through the ruling and what the rule actually does say on the runner's lane interference?
I didn't hear the last part.
And what the rule, how it reads on the...
What question did you think he was asking?
Yes, the ruling was that Trey Turner interfered basically he interfered with the first baseman trying to make a play. In fact, I think Gurriel's glove even came off at that point in time. He did run, to the fair side of the 45-foot line, but really the the violation was when he kept Gurriel from being able to catch the ball.
And by the way, like immediately afterwards, there was a guy who was safe at first who ran the exact same way that Trey Turner did. And the other thing about this, too, is that, I mean, by the letter of the rule, you could say that was the case, but this is essentially the tuck rule of baseball. This is one of those things that no one ever calls it. Ever is it called. And it could have hosed them on the biggest stage in Game 6. Now, that being said, I'm now all of a sudden excited for Game 7, where I really couldn't have cared less about the World Series at all up to this point. Really, the two most memorable things that have happened were the president getting booed and a guy getting hit in the chest with a baseball because he wouldn't let go of his
beer.
Drop
his beer, yeah.
Well, I guess and the girl's flashing, too. Yeah. So I forgot about that. Those are the biggest headline makers from the series so far. And then there was last night, and baseball just reminded you that once again, they can't get out of their own way, making a game that you want to try to like suck the fun out of anything.
Verlander never has won a World Series game.
0-6.
Yeah, not a good ERA either.
The year he won both MVP and Cy Young, he was in Detroit, correct?
Yes.
And they went to the World Series, and he didn't win. I remember Sandoval took him deep, like hit a mammoth three-run homer off him for San Francisco. I remember that. Yeah, it's one of those things, man. For some reason,
they played San Francisco in the World Series?
I remember. I think it was Sandoval that hit that mammoth homer off him.
They lost to the Cardinals in the World Series, and I think that's the only time they've been in the World Series recently.
No, then I have it wrong. I thought Sandoval hit the homer.
Rich, are you getting takes off of Twitter?
No.
This guy 2 minutes ago said something about the tuck rule.
Okay. That I got off of Twitter. I thought you were talking about what.
You're not going to name check the guy you got it off of Twitter from? That's not nice.
I should. He said, if by that rule, runners out is the correct call, the tuck rule is not to be talked about. He's saying that you can't complain about that and see the tuck rule, but we all believe that the tuck rule is BS.
Yes.
It was completely BS.
That is
BS.
It was 2012, Giants and Tigers.
Oh, I did not remember that. All right. So we will be back, and coming up, we have Billy Jaffe, Jake DeBrus, the whole nine, baby.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Toucher and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub, John Wallach again, proving he never listens to a word I say.
When did you say this?
Last week, I said Chase Young is far and away going to be the number one pick in the draft.
I remember you saying, Quentin, what's up, man? That guy's going to get an MVP vote. I remember that argument.
But that wasn't my take. But I just said, you know, if you see this kid, Chase Young, and then we had a conversation about it, and then they just showed Chase Young, and you said, oh, have you heard about this guy? So we had this conversation last week.
13 and a half sacks already this season?
Yes.
Yeah, that's impressive.
They seem to get him. They seem to get the edge rushers over there in Columbus, where they don't cheat.
No. Well, have fun playing for Miami.
Yep. Well, I don't think Miami can keep that pick if they're going to go for an edge rusher.
No.
I think you got to get some draft capital.
I think you're up there.
Either that or the quarterback. The quarterback, I think, comes before the defensive end.
Is there a quarterback you want to build your franchise around here this year?
I don't know. It was supposedly Tua, and now the jury's out.
What about a guy from Georgia?
He's
from?
Not very good.
Yeah, from.
From. It's supposedly.
From's a top tenner, right?
It's Tua. Well,
it depends how desperate people get.
Well, the way quarterbacks are, sure. He could be a top 10. But apparently it's Tua, the kid from Oregon, Herbert, and From are the three, right?
Yeah, and From might be a second day pick.
Maybe not.
Well, I know. Tannehill got taken in the, you know what,
12? Top 10. Eighth, I think, overall, Tannehill.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, he could get taken, but it's not like there's a ton of star power in this. Maybe you wait another year.
Yeah, that's right. Remember, Houston had the overall number one pick, and they took Clowney.
Yeah.
And that didn't necessarily work out well for them.
But Mitch Trubisky was taken with a second pick.
No, so. Second overall pick by a team who traded up to get him.
Yes, indeed. Sometimes people get quarterback hungry.
All right, so that article came out yesterday about Kyrie Irving. Jackie McMullen ends up putting it out, and it's fantastic. It's already the gist of it is that the people in Brooklyn are already freaking out about Kyrie Irving and his behavior four games into the season.
Yeah, they had a systematic approach to training that works. And then Kyrie Irving came in and said no.
He shuts down, doesn't talk to people at times. And one of my favorite anecdotes from the story was they said there's already been leeway to allow Irving to march to his own drum. The Nets are willing to look past moments like the photo shoot at the Pearl TV Tower in China when Irving refused to remove his hat and instructed them to Photoshop it out. So he said, I'm not taking my hat off for this photo shoot. You Photoshop it out. Because I'm not removing it.
I like how DeAndre Jordan got on this gravy train.
Yeah.
He just kind of like leached onto it.
So there has been response to this from their coach. What's his name? Kenny Atkinson.
Yep.
And here's what he had to say about it all. It's
completely false. And strictly speaking of my observation and my experience with them so far, it's absolutely not true. I'm the moody one. I really am. I hate to, like, I'm cranky and I have my ups and downs. So if there's just natural human behavior where guys are up and down, that's different. But from my perspective, I just give him give Kyrie an A+ on his consistency and his spirit and it's been great.
Is that you, Danny Ainge, circa March?
How about Atkinson taking bumps, by the way, in practice? Taking charges.
Yep.
Read about that?
I did.
He'll stand there. He'll take a charge from the center. He'll take a charge from a 6'8 guy.
And then there was this story that came out yesterday. Chris Vernon from The Ringer, he was on with our friend Kevin O'Connor. He's got a little podcast. And he was talking about a story that he just found out about this year with Kyrie Irving. Let me tell you. Oh, here it is. Is this right here? Yeah. The music?
Yeah, baby.
Let me tell you a quick little story, Kev. There is an NBA photographer that I've known for a very long time who was in town for the Grizzlies and the Nets game. And he told me before the game, I could not believe this. He said he was out there before the game, like in pregame warmups, right? Like taking pictures. And Kyrie Irving came up to him and said, "Do not take any pictures of me in pregame." And he was like, "What?" And he's like, "Don't take any pictures of me before the game." And he said, "In 20 years, I have never had a player come up to me. Ever. 20 years. I have never had a player." He's like, "What is up with this dude?" I was like, "I don't know." I mean, I don't know him. I was like, "Are you serious?" He's like, he came right up to me and said, do not take pictures of me before the game." And so the photographer I know, he goes and he asks around, like, to other guys that are there. And they're like, "Yeah, he told me that last game." Like, what?
I'm about to, search Kyrie Irving on Getty Images.
It is the craziest thing I've ever heard. Images,
yeah.
And by the way,
I want to smack everyone involved in that.
With the music?
It's just awful. Just awfully produced. I stopped listening to anything that was happening.
Why do they insist on putting music like that?
I don't know. And the way the conversation was going was not like an accurate depiction of two people talking. It was just weird.
I thought the talking was fine. Just the music. Just like,
no, the conversation didn't seem like how you would talk. Boo. I don't like that podcast. You put that in the trash. You know who's got a podcast at one point in his life? Billy Jaffe.
Really?
Billy Jaffe will be joining us. There'll be no commercials here, just the headline.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.